Okay, welcome back from our break, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce our next speaker, who is Dee Dee Church, and she is going to speak on a topic that she has a lot of experience with. She is our perfect speaker for this one. It is navigating sensitive employment complaints. And even though she doesn't look it, she is a 32-year attorney. And I do resent this. She says she left litigation to save her soul, which, whatever, Dee Dee. And she now leads a team of 15 brilliant colleagues who conduct workplace investigations. They offer training that is actually interesting. I beg your pardon, as do I. They coach executives who have gone astray, and they assist groups that cannot seem to move forward, and they help with affirmative action plans. So that is certainly a varied practice that you now have. So I cannot wait to hear your presentation on navigating sensitive employment claims. It's all you, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Jennifer. I thought you would get a kick out of that intro, so I'm glad that you got to read it. Hi, everyone. I am absolutely thrilled to be here with you this afternoon. I know that this is a busy time of year. We're actually filming this, or the people who are watching live know that it's early fall when people are going back to school and getting back into the swing of things. But it is an absolutely perfect time to talk about essential employment laws because we're coming out of the summer. And at least on my team, we are getting a lot of requests for investigations into what I consider highly sensitive complaint. For example, today, in fact, my team of 15 received a phone call from a company. Their VP of IT, I don't know exactly what his title is, but he's overall IT for the company, has been accused of sending lascivious messages to employees, and he chooses employees of low power. So these are people who are less likely to come forward because they're fairly low on the org chart. And because he is the head of IT, when someone did complain, he was able to go in and delete those things. So really interesting case for us. We love the interesting ones, and I'm betting if you're watching this, you do as well. But there are some steps we like to take when, for example, someone at a high level is involved. That's one of the areas that we think of as being sensitive. Certainly, more and more now, we are getting complaints that are may not involve a protected category, but involve a personnel dispute. As you know, we have an election approaching, for example, and we are seeing a lot of complaints for workplaces where people just cannot get along, right? The rift between them is so strong. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But I want to start off in my favorite way, and the way that I always start off, and that is to make sure that we're all on the same page. We need to start off with a quiz. Are you guys ready? It's a pop quiz. Don't worry. There's only three questions, and the first one is a true false. Here we go. Is it true or false that a study of over 600,000 transactions on eBay revealed that female sellers receive about 20% less than male sellers, even when they're selling the exact same item? All right, what do you guys think? You're welcome to put it in the chat or just scratch your head and say, I think I know this one. I'll go ahead and tell you that the answer is true, which is kind of mind-blowing and really makes my point that bias, maybe unconscious bias, is alive and well out there. In fact, even more interesting to me is that this was true even with regard to $100 gift cards. Participants were willing to pay almost 7% more to a seller who in the study was identified as Brad than they were to a seller who was identified in the study as Allison. This is for the same card. It's a $100 gift card, and yet they're still willing to pay more to the male seller. If you want to look this up, the study is in Scientific Advances, the journal, and there was only one area where people were willing to pay more to Allison. Anybody want to guess what it is? Toys. Yeah, baby care and toys. Otherwise, people would pay more to the men. Interesting stuff. All right. So that's another reason why sensitive topics are important, because bias, we know, is alive and well out there, and we see it raising its head in a lot of these cases that you're facing in your workplace.